the strong message going out from Donegal County Council here today is unity among all the parties. Unity that going forward, we need to work as a team. We need to identify the weaknesses in the county. We need to put together a county plan, and we need to then go together as a team to central government. And I think this is a new council. This is a fresh start. At the end of the day, this is what the people expect of us. There are many different areas that we're not getting sufficient funding from central government. Roads, local roads, national roads and regional roads. Housing maintenance and the embargo on employment and stuff like that. And I think the one thing that I've learned from all the discussions I had today on behalf of my party was that by and large across all groupings, most people had the same common goal, and that was to do the best for the county. And the fact that we achieved that here this evening is something that personally I'm proud of, and I want to pay tribute to my colleagues in Fianna Fáil who worked hard putting together and addressing some of the issues in this budget. But a lot of work went on behind the scenes. There's many, many issues that we need to address going forward, but I think if we're all singing from the same hymn sheet to identify those weaknesses, then we'll have a stronger team going to government. And I've sought in my proposal here today that this council will in January put together a Donegal plan, a plan that we can all be part of, and that will go then to central government, first of all to the Department of Environment Minister Alan Kelly and to other government ministers, to ask them to support our Donegal plan. And I'm happy that we've got the full support and cross-party support today on that.
This was a different budget insofar as the structure is slightly different, plus there was more consultation at municipal district level, and members were told more input into what was in that book before it was presented today. Has that worked?
Absolutely, it's worked very well. I mean, there was lots of discussions at municipal level as well for the first time, the new municipal districts. Of course, you have to acknowledge that we no longer have town councils, and there was an area there that was of huge concern to many people, and we have the harmonisation programme in place there with regards to rates as well.